Thank you for calling Molina Healthcare of Ohio. Please say, I'm a member, or press 1, or I'm a provider, or press 2. Thank you for calling Molina Healthcare of Ohio Provider Line. Your call may be monitored or recorded. Please tell me which service you're calling about. For Medicaid, say Medicaid.
Medicaid.
For Medicare, are you calling for managed long-term services and supports?
No.
How may I help you today?
I wanted to speak to someone about my credentialing.
Are you calling about an electronic visit verification?
No.
Thank you for calling. My name is Alana. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm calling because I've been trying to email to Mara, and I'm calling about our credentialing. I haven't received the contract back yet for Molina, and I was just calling to find out. We don't have access to a portal. I need to know how to get in the portal and that information that you could provide.
Okay. So for the availability portal, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, if that's the portal, we don't even know.
Yep.
But I haven't received the contract.
Okay. So they don't have, like, a direct line to talk to them. They only respond by email. I could get you over to Availity, and they could help probably look it up and walk you through that. Do you want
great.
Me to do that for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let me give you their number, too, just in case we get disconnected in the meantime.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
It's 800 282 4548.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one moment.
Next.
Thanks for calling Availity Client Services. In order to receive assistance, all callers must have their own Availity user ID on file that is associated to their first and last name. If you do not have your own Availity user ID, you can register for one by going to www.availity.com and click Get Started in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. Please listen closely as our menu options have recently changed. We are currently experiencing a higher than normal hold time. If you do not wish to hold and would like to open a case or chat online with Availity Client Services from your Availity account, simply log in and select Help and Training, then Availity Support in the upper right-hand menu. From there you can open a case for assistance, chat with an available agent, or search our knowledge base for answers. If you would like to continue to hold, please remain on the line for assistance. If you are calling about an issue involving Medicaid, Medicare, or another government-sponsored plan, please press 1, otherwise press 2. If you are calling with questions related to claims, claim status, ERAs, EOBs or remittance viewer, eligibility and benefits, authorization and referrals, or enrollment questions related to these transactions, press 1. If you are calling with questions related to appeals, overpayments, payer spaces, attachments, or other applications on the portal, press 2. For users needing assistance with login or password-related inquiries, press 3. For questions regarding registering your organization for Availity Portal access or the status of your organization's application, press 4. For questions regarding updating your provider directory profile with a health plan using PDM application, please enter your application ID followed by the pound sign. If you do not know your application ID, please remain on the line to speak with the next available representative. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality or training purposes.
You can be randomly selected for a survey after your phone call, and we appreciate all feedback. Your feedback will help us make improvements to better your experience. Thank you for choosing Availity.
All of our representatives are assisting other callers at this time. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. There is currently one caller ahead of you in the queue, and the longest wait time is currently 3 minutes. To have us call you back in the order in which your call was received, please press 1. Or you can remain on the line for the next available representative. Did you know that you no longer have to wait to speak to a representative for assistance? While logged into your Availity Essentials account, you can click Help and Training, then Availity Support in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. From there you can open a case for assistance, chat with an available agent, or search our knowledge base for answers. If you would like to continue to hold, please remain on the line for assistance. We are still assisting other callers. Please continue to hold. We thank you for your patience. To have us call you back in the order in which your call was received, please press 1, or you can remain on the line for the next available representative. Did you know that you no longer have to wait to speak to a representative for assistance? While logged into your Availity Essentials account, you can click Help and Training, then Availity Support in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. From there you can open a case for assistance, chat with an available agent, or search our knowledge base for answers. If you would like to continue to hold, please remain on the line for assistance. We are still assisting other callers. Please continue to hold. We thank you for your patience. You are the first caller in the queue. Please wait for the next available agent. To have us call you back in the order in which your call was received, please press 1, or you can remain on the line for the next available representative. Did you know that you no longer have to wait to speak to a representative for assistance? While logged into your Ability Essentials account, you can click Help and Training, then Ability Support in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. From there you can open a case for assistance, chat with an available agent, or search our knowledge base for answers. If you would like to continue to hold, please remain on the line for assistance. We are still assisting other callers. Please continue to hold. We thank you for your patience. To have us call you back in the order in which your call was received, please press 1, or you can remain on the line for the next available representative. Did you know that you no longer have to wait to speak to a representative for assistance? While logged into your Ability Essentials account, you can click Help and Training, then Ability Support in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. From there you can open a case for assistance, chat with an available agent, or search our knowledge base for answers. If you would like to continue to hold, please remain on the line for assistance.
Ability. My name is Debbie. For security purposes, can I get your first and last name, please?
Hi, Debbie. Rhonda Bennett.
Thank you, Rhonda. And what is your user ID for the Ability website?
Okay, I don't even know what, I don't have a user website, I mean a user ID, because I haven't
Let me ask you a few more questions.
Okay.
Are you calling from provider's office or are you a patient?
No, I'm a provider.
Okay. So with Ability, Ability is a medical clearinghouse, so we work between the provider's offices and the payers.
Okay.
So in order to use Ability, you have to establish a login. That's a user ID along with an email. And then you have to register your organization within that, and then you add in the different payers and providers that you want to utilize.
Okay, because we didn't get any, that's what we've been waiting on. We didn't get any information. They told us, you know, that you guys were going to be coming on and that, you know, I submitted the information, all of that stuff a while ago, but we haven't heard anything since.
Submitted the information to who?
I submitted the application to a Tamara.
We don't have individual use. It's all done electronically. Tamara with what company?
With Molina.
Okay. She registered with Molina. That's Molina. That's not Ability. So you
okay.
have to register with Ability.
Okay,
so whoever is going to use Ability for your office, whoever is going to be doing the – so you as a provider, sometimes you have staff that does that, or if you're going to be logging in,
Okay, so
and doing most of the work on Ability.
Well, I'm on the security questions as of right now. So Ability, yes.
I'm sorry, you're going in and out, Rhonda.
Okay, so Ability is that's
Hello?
Where the payment.
Hello, can you hear me now? Hello?
Rhonda?
Can you hear me now?
We have a really bad connection. You're going in and out.
Can you hear me now?
You're still going like in and out. I can't even understand anything that's coming through the line. Hello?
Okay, let me turn my phone up. Can
Rhonda?
You hear me now? Hello?
I can't hear you at all.
Okay,
like
let me
super
try.
Super crackly, and it's a really bad connection.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
I apologize. I can put you on hold and see if another agent can connect with you, but I don't think it's on my end. I think it's on your end.
Oh, geez.
Okay,
probably the phones are going.
Okay, now I heard you. Now I hear you.
Okay.
That is so bizarre. Yeah, I mean, I could not. You were cracking in and out. So if that happens again, maybe just call us back. I won't try and answer
you. Yeah, that's what I would do.
It's not on my end. I have fiber optic.
Okay, I don't know.
So
probably was messing with the phone. Okay, so what I'm saying is, so Ability is just a portal that we have to go through with Melina, correct?
So, yes, a lot of the payers, Melina being one of them, like you to use the medical clearinghouse, and we are their choice for the medical clearinghouse. So you have to register with Ability, then set up your Melina within Ability, and you could submit everything through that. Okay. So have you ever registered for Ability before?
No. Okay, so.
Okay. So go to our website, www.ability.com. Do you want me to spell it?
Okay. Okay, so I'm in the portal.
You're going in and out again.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
So I don't know if you can hear me. I can give you the directions.
Yes.
And then maybe just call us back when you have a better connection.
Yeah, give me.
But you're going to go to our website.
Okay.
And you're going to go to Get Started, Create a Free Account.
Yes.
And then you'll make a user ID along with your email.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll register the organization as well. And then we have to approve the application and everything. And once you're established and set up with Ability, then you can add Melina into Ability.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I can't hear you. You're
okay.
Going in and out.
I hear you.
So.
I hear you.
Okay. Oh, now I hear you again.
Yeah,
that is
I hear
so
you. The
bizarre.
Ability. The Ability is the orange. It has the orange. It has the security
it's
questions
blue.
And everything. Oh.
It's blue. Our website is blue. I think it might be blue and yellow, blue and orange, but it's Get Started, Create a Free Account.
Yeah.
So you're having to create your login information for Ability.
Yeah.
Then you can get into Melina from there. But you have to create a user ID and email. Those are like keys. And then you register the organization. It's like building the house.
Does it say Ability okay. Essentials?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then that's where I am because I had to put my username and everything first, and now it's giving me the security questions.
Perfect. That you're on the right path then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and do all that and go from there, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All
and
right.
The system will tell you what we need.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help, Debbie.
Yeah, you bet. Good luck.
Bye-bye.